The satellite view of the blue planet Earth at dusk, its night lights visible from space. Monumental metallic lettering spelling the word Universal encircles the globe, settling in front of it. www.universalstudios.com. Mattel Entertainment presents a Rainmaker Entertainment production. Barbie in A Mermaid Tale. Summer sunshine, falling asleep with the toes in the sand. Summer sunshine, oh. Three friends ride the waves. Wishing, dreaming, hoping, craving, hating that I always gotta wait all year. On the daily going crazy, praying time of racing, but it's finally here. Just the books around outside, you grab a sip and catch a ride down to the pier. The perfect time, the perfect place.
Another beautiful day down here in Malibu.
A wave rolls into a crowded beach with announcer towers on the sand.
These girls are really throwing it down out there today.
A girl slices up a wave, then jumps off her board.
That was awesome! Next up, Team Santa Monica. Whoa, look at that bottom turn, send it up. Down the line, speed drive, carves it off the top as it lays down the rail.
Holding her board, the surfer spins in a circle.
There's that air reverse. Big air. Whoa, that rip. A solid 8.5. Now let's see if Team Malibu can answer. We have a real treat coming up next. Our very own Queen of the Waves, Berlia Summers.
She waves.
With just a minute left to go, will she find the wave she's waiting for?
Blonde-haired Merlia answers her watch phone.
Hey, Fallon.
What do you think? Will she?
Turning back, the blue-eyed surfer with a pink shell necklace round her neck spots a tall wave rolling in and smiles.
She will.
No way. Are you crazy? That wave will slam you.
Merlia paddles hard.
Whoa! Merlia Summers is totally charging that crazy, ridiculous wave.
A DJ pumps up the volume.
She's ready, she's steady, she's up on her feet. Dancing on the water to her own kind of beat. She's in it, she's on it, she's rocking her skills. Tearing up the current like a girl's got gills. Pop up, lean inside, side. Lay back, hang ten, go for a ride. Catch that curl, get into the tube. Do the mahi mahi, make your tail fin move. She's the queen of the waves.
She looks up at the pink streaks. Hadley gasps.
Mondo Bizarro dudes, check it out. What's up with Merlia Summers?
Riding inside the tunnel of the wave, she touches her hair.
Only a blurred image of Marlia visible from the beach. Hadley and Fallon's expressions pinch with concern.
I have got to get another look at that crazy pink hair!
Spotting beneath the tunnel, Marlia opts to jump off her board.
Whoa! Narman wipeout! Marlia Summers just got owned!
Her pink board flies up into the air, then lands on the water. After an anxious moment, she surfaces behind her board and waves.
Looks like she's okay, but that run ends this heat and the meet. Surfers, come on in.
Let's go get Leah.
Hadley and Fallon spot her diving down under the water, then grab their boards and head out to her. Meanwhile, her cheeks puffed out as she holds her breath, Marlia swims down to the sandy bottom and touches her hair. A pink dolphin swims over.
Marlia.
Huh?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
She's shocked as she lets out her breath.
It's okay. You can breathe underwater.
She tentatively takes a breath.
This way. Your friends are worried about you.
Marlia smiles up to the ocean's surface, then looks curiously over to the talking pink dolphin, who gently takes her hand in its flipper. Holding on to it, Marlia is gently pulled up to the surface where the underside of her friend's boards are visible, their feet dangling in the shimmering water.
Wait. We'll talk later.
Staring after the dolphin as it swims away, Marlia gently shakes off what she must assume is a hallucination, then kicks up to the surface.
Leah, you're okay!
Whoa! Gnarly hair, dude!
Fallon!
What? It's weird! Cool weird, but weird.
What happened out there?
I don't know, but it gets weirder. When I was underwater, I was breathing. And a dolphin spoke to me. We actually had a conversation.
Wow, a talking dolphin breathing underwater and mysterious pink hair? There is something deep and intense going on here.
Yes, like a deep, intense concussion.
She climbs onto her board.
I'm fine. I really just want to go home. I'll call you later, okay? Okay. But if you get blurry vision, have Break take you to the doctor!
Or the zoo!
The zoo?
I love the zoo.
A brick and wood house built onto the beach sports a room that juts out on stilts. Inside, Marlia sat on her bed, scrutinizing her newly pink-striped hair. She gazes out of her balcony window at the sea.
Come in.
Hey! Heard Jada today. You all right?
Grandpa, when you used to surf Mavericks, did anything, I don't know, really weird ever happen to you?
Well, that depends. You mean weird like, whoa? Or weird like, whoa? Or weird like, whoa?
Weird like this?
Lowers her hoodie.
Whoa! You dyed your hair.
No, I didn't. This just happened in the middle of the meet. Then I dove underwater, and I could breathe. And then a dolphin spoke to me.
Whoa.
Her gray-haired grandpa steps closer.
What's happening to me? Am I going crazy?
No, you're not crazy. You just didn't know.
Know what?
Well, I told you how you first came to me, right?
Yeah, after my parents died when I was a baby.
Well, it's actually more complicated than that. You see, your dad, he was always one for telling stories. So when he told me he had fallen in love and married a mermaid, well, I thought it was just another whopper.
He heads over to the balcony.
But maybe a year after the accident, I was on the sand, working my balance.
Young Break balances on a surfboard on a ball, stacks up rocks in his hands and on his head.
Break?
That's me.
I'm Calissa. I believe Rip told you about me.
Huh?
Losing his balance, he falls onto the sand.
It was all real. Oh! Everything Rip had said. Only he hadn't known that Calissa was pregnant with you.
Calissa rises up out of the water.
And there you were.
The baby in a sling around her shoulder.
The sweetest little grommet I'd ever seen.
He wades out into the water.
Her name
is Merlia.
Hey, no fins.
No, she looks quite human, which makes it dangerous for her in Oceania. I need to ask, would you raise her? She'll fit in better here, and she'll be safe.
Baby Merlia sleeping, she places the sling around Brake's neck.
Well, of course I said yes. I mean, I loved you the minute I saw you. Your mom did too. She hated to leave. But before she did, she gave you your shell necklace. Said it would always keep you safe.
Blue streaks in her hair, she kisses her daughter's head, the pink shell necklace visible around her little neck. Back in the present, Merlia touches her necklace.
I guess I should have told you before, but you know, I just thought it would have been too much for you to take in.
He shrugs.
You okay?
I'm great. But you've had way too many mega-nasty wipeouts.
Leah.
You really want me to believe my mother's a mermaid? And my dad was secretly, what, the Loch Ness Monster?
I'm telling you the truth, Leah. I promise. Leah!
She heads out onto the balcony.
I gotta go.
Then hops over the railing onto a leaning palm tree, then down onto the beach, then uses her watch phone.
Hey, Fallon. You and Hadley still up for the cove? I need a major reality check.
Hanging up, she sprints away. Later, she, Hadley, and Fallon are sat on a large rock near to the shore.
So, that's what he told me. And now I know I'm losing my mind, because craziness clearly runs in my family.
Own it, girl!
Craziness doesn't explain your hair, but being half-mermaid might.
Mermaids don't exist.
Aha! See, this website says in mythology, mermaids come of age around 16 and often go through physical changes, like longer or different colored hair. Ha! That proves it!
Yes, it proves you can make up anything and put it on the internet.
It's not made up. It's real mermaid fact. Leah's proof.
I'm not proof. I'm not a mermaid. Hadley, I came to you guys to talk me out of this craziness, not deeper in. I need help. I thought I was breathing underwater. I thought a dolphin was speaking to me.
There's a reason for that. You were. And I was.
Huh?
What?
They stare down at the talking pink dolphin.
Yes!
You didn't even tell us she was sparkly.
Thank you. I do have a name, though. Zuma. Sorry for not introducing myself sooner.
Oh, don't even worry about it. It's great to meet you.
And you too.
This cannot be happening.
This is real. Zuma is Leah's mermaid spirit guide. Right?
I'm just a friend. I was close with Merlia's mother.
You knew my mother?
Everyone knew your mother. She was the queen of Oceania. Until her sister Eris overthrew her. Ever since then, Eris has ruled selfishly, putting Oceania in great danger.
So, you're saying Leah isn't just a mermaid, she's mermaid royalty.
Tell me you're not starting to believe this.
We're talking to a pink, sparkly dolphin.
A mer princess. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Stop! Okay. If this all happened years ago, why are you telling me now?
Because you've come of age. Your mermaid self has resurfaced. Now you can return to Oceania and defeat Eris, just as the destinies foretold.
That is so deep. Deeply crazy. My destiny is to be the best surfer in Malibu. This mutant mermaid stuff is getting in the way of my destiny. And as for Oceania, even if it does exist...
Which it does.
Why should I care if it's in trouble? I don't. I don't care about any of this, including some make-believe mermaid mother and her make-believe protective necklace!
As she rips off her necklace and throws it against the rock, shimmering blue light ripples out, followed by an image of a mermaid.
What?
Calissa is alive! This image proves it!
I don't understand. Is this my mother right now?
Yes. Your necklace can create that image because your mother filled it with Merlia, the life force of the sea.
Is she okay?
No one in Oceania is okay. Not while Eris rules. And you're the only one who can stop her.
As she gazes at her mermaid mother, whose hands move over three rotating blue seashells, Merlia reaches out a hand, then the image vanishes.
I'll go down to Oceana. I'll help defeat Eris.
And fulfill your mermaid destiny!
No. If my mother can make a magic necklace, she can help me get rid of these crazy changes and get me back to normal. Then I'm back here for good and we forget any of this ever happened. That work for you?
As you wish.
Zuma bows to her before diving below the water. Taking off her hoodie, Merlia walks to the edge of the large boulder. Closing her eyes, she takes in a deep breath, smiles back at her friends, then dives into the sea.
Good luck, Leah!
Be careful!
Thanks. Tell Brake where I've gone and that I'm okay.
As Merlia dives under the water, Hadley and Fallon share a concerned look. Holding onto Zuma's pectoral fin, Merlia gently kicks her human legs as she's guided deeper and further out into the ocean, the sun shining down on them. They swim past large greenish-colored outcrops of corals and past a barnacle-coated shipwreck, Merlia letting go of Zuma briefly as the two swim either side of the tall mast and crow's nest of the wreck. Carry on, Merlia gazing around with wonder, then swim through a reddish coral archway. Pink, purple, red, and orange coral lining their journey, a glowing greenish wisp of something floats past.
Recognize that?
Is that what came out of my necklace charm? Merlia?
Yes, the life force of the sea. Only the royal family can spin it, and it's their greatest pleasure. You might do it yourself one day. Oh, Calissa's Merlia made the coral vibrant and healthy. But Eris's Merlia, it just isn't as strong, so the unhealthy coral turns colors, much like your autumn leaves.
They're beautiful, but they're dying.
Exactly. As is the ocean itself. But now you're here to save it.
Tall structures with windows are visible in the distance.
Is this Oceana? It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. Come on, we need to get you a tail.
A what?
A tail. Eris mustn't hear there's a human stranger in town. Follow me carefully and make sure to keep your legs out of sight.
Schools of fish swimming amongst the pink and blue buildings, Merlia sticks close to Zuma.
Whoa.
Rounding a corner, Merlia stops and gazes up in wonder at merpeople going about their normal daily business. Off in the near distance stands a crystal blue tower, its base carpeted in purple corals. Zuma points.
That's where we'll get your tail.
A shop with overlapping round windows.
I can't believe this is real.
Nudging her pink snout, they swim past a mermom pushing a seashell stroller.
Kiku-chiku!
Hello? Oh, hi. Ha! Huh.
Her legs hidden behind purple seaweed planters, they swim on.
I know, there are only six different colors and I couldn't decide, so I bought them all.
They laugh as Merlia looks down and notices that a billboard with an octopus holding a handbag in each tentacle is positioned where her legs are. She grabs some seaweed.
Whoa. Sweet.
A mermaid dress shop.
Check this out. Does it clash with my scales?
Kind of. Can I borrow it?
Sure.
A large sign above the store reads, Blooming Tales. Merlia spies another shop sign, Sephora, where a goldfish is trying on red lipstick, puckering up for a mirror.
Ugh. Do you have anything in a larger tube, darling?
They swim further into Oceana, stopping outside the Fred Siegel luxury department store. A pufferfish with a camera around its neck approaches a sunglasses-wearing mermaid who's coming out of the store.
Sirenka! Sirenka, look this way! Sirenka!
How about a few shots for the Starfish Weekly?
The clamshell lanternfish flashbulb opened up, the starlet poses.
I just hate the pufferazzi.
As do I.
The purple mohawked pet fish inside her handbag puckers up for the camera, gold beads around its neck. Moving on, hidden behind a different billboard, they overhear two mermaids leaving a cafe.
Have you tried the double crappuccino? Two, die, four. Ah! Eris Festival!
Ah! It's time for the Eris Festival!
What's going on? We need to get you inside right away.
All the merpeople gather as a figure approaches from the crystal blue palace in the distance. Safely in the mermaid dress shop, they peek over a railing as the figure draws nearer. Queen Eris is perched on a large red shell, which is being carried by three massive red jellyfish. A school of dark purple fish swim ahead and behind her. Wearing an orange gown and large red headdress with yellow spiked ends, Eris addresses a small yellow and green seahorse who is fanning her with a frond of seaweed.
My final conch flourish.
Oh, of course.
The seahorse Remo grabs his shell. Eris covers her ears as the shell is too near them.
Oceana, do you adore me?
Yeah! I said, do you adore me? Yeah!
Bathing in the applause, she holds her arms out, a thick red necklace adorning her neck.
Do you love me enough to deserve your Marilia?
She holds up a large sphere of glowing strands. She spots the goldfish applying her new red lipstick instead of applauding.
You!
Who? Me?
Swim forward.
The purple-eyed goldfish approaches Eris cautiously.
I'm sorry, darling. I was just... I got this new color.
You dare to ignore me?
No, I would never.
Eris starts to twirl a finger.
No, please, darling, I beg of you.
As a long red whirlpool appears on Eris's finger, the goldfish tries to swim away, but Eris flings it at her.
No, please, let me come back.
What was that? What did she do?
That's how Eris controls Oceana. Her whirlpools are impossible to escape, and they take merpeople straight to her dungeons.
Eris looks satisfied.
Now, who wants their Marilia?
Smiling malevolently, she holds up the large glowing ball, then tosses it up, and it disperses in the water.
Until the next time, my subjects.
Away! Disperse!
She reclines back in her massive red seashell carriage and waves at the merpeople. Meanwhile, in the mermaid tail dress shop...
You said it's my destiny to defeat Eris. How can I fight against that?
Did you see that, Margo? Those ruffles went all the way down to her fin.
What was she thinking?
Eris's headdress was a bit naff, don't you think?
Zuma!
No, snap!
A small brown seal rams into Zuma.
Snouts!
Kayla! Xylee! I want to introduce my friend...
Oh, you need to see our new toy!
Can I just...
The mermaids pull Zuma away.
A deep-sea 3 player, pre-programmed with over 1,000 songs. Check this out!
A fish DJ.
I'm swimming on sunshine.
Let's dance!
One second.
Whoa!
Blonde-haired Kaylee and brunette Xylee spin with Zuma. Merlia smiles at them from her clothing rail hiding place, and the fish DJ bobs his head.
Isn't this great?
It's wonderful, but...
Xylee falls behind the rack.
Hi.
Xylee!
What are these? Xylee, look! Ow! Those are me.
What?
What?
They're my toes.
Toes?
Toes! They're very ticklish.
That's what I was trying to tell you. Kayla, Xylee, I brought a visitor. My friend Merlia.
But she's human.
Half human. Her mother is Kalissa. And we've seen proof that Kalissa is alive.
Then Merlia can fulfill the prediction. She can overthrow Eris.
And Kalissa can rule Oceania again.
Snouts bows.
Snouts is correct. You are our rightful princess, and we are at your service.
The mermaids bow.
No offense, but I don't want to be your princess. I just want my normal life back, and I can't do that without my mother's help.
Oh, we should see the destinies. They'll know just how we should fight against Eris.
My feeling exactly, but before we leave, I'm hoping you can do something about her appendages.
Snouts swims around Merlia's legs.
Tail makeover!
The headphone-wearing fish DJ gets to work.
Let's try this one.
Oh, how about this one? Oh, this one will look lovely with your hair.
Kayla slips a black and silver tail onto her, with matching mesh top and studded cuff bracelets. Merlia shrugs at Zuma and Snouts, who shake their heads.
This calls for sparkles.
As the two mermaids swim rapidly around the store collecting clothing and accessories, the green-scaled DJ spins in front of his pink decks.
No, no, no! Oh!
Snouts is covered in discarded hats. A glam punk look for Merlia's next. Zuma and Snouts shake their disapproval.
Next? Let's try this one.
Xylee balks at Kayla's choice.
Oh, check this out!
Xylee smiles and swims over as Kayla fastens a red corset over a pink tail dress.
Whoa.
Definitely not.
Next! 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 I've got it!
I love it!
You look fantastic!
Walking girl, rawr, you are fierce!
Oh, loving it! Yes!
A smiling Merlia twirls in a circle.
Now you're ready to go see the destinies!
They swim out through the shop's round entrance. At the far end of a long, pale pink floating building, three small psychic and hairdresser mermaids are sat on seahorses.
Okay, Deandra? I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 1 million!
400,220!
No way! You got it again! I wonder if this would be more fun if we, like, weren't psychic.
Destinies, the queen requires knowledge of the future!
You could have told me to move out of the way!
Tell me, dear Destinies, tell me that I'm going to rule forever.
Ew! These split ends! Has it really been just one day?
And your color, ew!
Product, Eris! You have to use product!
The Merlia is weak. Without a change, you will poison Oceania.
Yes, yes, I know. I've told you I'm working on that.
You won't have time. Kalissa's daughter has come of age.
What?!
Kalissa's daughter is coming for you.
She has no daughter.
There is a daughter. A daughter who can destroy you.
Well, then I will destroy the daughter first. Where can I find her?
They stop glowing.
Deandra, do we have any more of those breath mints?
Listen to me. I demand you answer me!
Eris, too much predicting gives us headaches. You know that. How about we throw in some purple lowlights? Will that make it better?
Oh! Remo!
Yes, Your Highness.
The door!
It's right over there, Your Highness.
Get the door.
Yes. Sorry.
As Remo and Eris head out, Merlia and the gang approach the Destiny Salon.
Oh, I love coming here. The Destinies have the best magazines.
I will destroy Kalissa's daughter!
Eris! I just need to find the girl.
Eris!
What are you doing here?
We were looking for you. We have some amazing new items in the store that we wanted to show exclusively to YOU! So come on, let's check out the amazing merch. It's malicious. Fishalicious. It is fantastic.
Wait! You may be the first to hear my kingdom-wide edict.
Ah, a flourish for the kingdom-wide edict!
Enough. I hereby declare that any strangers or anyone suspicious in Oceania must be turned into me immediately. Anyone violating this rule will be sentenced to a lifetime in my dungeons.
Yes. I did see a stranger at Sephora after the Eris Festival.
You did? Well, what did she look like?
She looked Xylee. Do you remember what the stranger looked like?
Yes. She looked strange. And we saw her swimming away. We can point you in the right direction.
Yes, do. Immediately.
This way! That way!
Oh, just show me!
Whatever you say.
She was quite confused at the time. That's why she went that way, then this way.
As Eris is led away, Remo checks in the eye-shaped hole in the wall, but Merlia is floating above it now, unseen.
Let's go!
She and Zuma push open the ornate, multicolored door.
Hey, Zuma!
These are the Destinies?
Love the pink! Come sit.
Oh, I think we distracted Eris for a little bit.
Well, not for long. She won't rest until she finds Kalissa's daughter.
They glow again.
Kalissa's daughter, Merlia.
You are meant to overthrow Eris, but the three tools you need are spread far and wide.
Without them, you cannot succeed. The Celestial Comb,
a dream fish.
And Eris' own protective necklace.
The images disappear.
And if I get these things and defeat Eris, will I be normal again?
You will get what you seek.
Wait, how do we know you're for real?
They stop glowing again.
You don't. That's all we've got for you today. But we are having a great sale on scale conditioner. 2 for 1.
Really? Oh, I love 2 for 1.
Maybe next time. Thanks.
Bye-bye!
Destiny Deanne glows.
Leah, tell Fallon she's going to be bumped up to the varsity surf team before the next meet.
Okay, I will.
Dee and Deandra look at Deanne.
I don't even know what that means. Manny's and tailies?
Sure!
Merlia and crew swim away.
So, what do we know about the Celestial Comb?
The Celestial Comb was once worn by the Queens of Oceania. It's been lost for centuries, and they say it can only be retrieved and worn by Oceania's true heir. Merfolk have tried to find it, but legend says it's hidden where merfolk may see but never touch.
Oh, doesn't give us much to go on, does it?
No, but I know how to find out more.
She dials her pink phone watch.
Yes, I have bars.
The mermaids look confused. Meanwhile, in a bedroom... Fallon practices her balance on a surfboard balanced on a foam roller.
I almost broke my record. Leah!
Put her on screen!
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm in Oceania.
Whoa! Are those more humans? Do they have toes, too?
5 on each foot. Check them out.
Are those really mermaids?
Yep. Fallon and Hadley, meet Kayla and Xylee.
Hi!
You look fabulous.
I need your help. Can you search online for Celestial Comb?
Facts? Yes. Facts I can find.
Fallon types on her laptop.
Nothing comes up.
See? It doesn't exist.
We don't know that. What did you say about it, Zuma? It's where merfolk may see but never touch.
Zuma nods her head.
Where could that be?
Oh, we can't touch things on land.
Can't see them there either.
So, it would have to be underwater, but in a place you couldn't reach. Fallon?
Are there any underwater caves off the coast? Caves that would have big air pockets inside.
Fallon types away.
Yes, the Yaffles Caves.
Maybe 40 miles off the coast of Malibu, southwest.
I know where that is.
The mermaids smile.
Oh, Fallon, great news. Coach Pursley is going to bump you up to the varsity surf team before the next meet.
Fallon gawks.
Did Coach tell you that?
No, I just know.
But how did you know?
Talk to you later. Bye. Come on, let's go.
You're sure, Remo? No one near Sephora saw anyone strange?
No one, Your Highness.
Fine. Then we'll just have to get our answers somewhere else.
She approaches a locked cell. The coral bars lower, revealing Calissa stood by the three floating shells, Marilia floating down.
Eris.
Hello, sister. I spoke with the Destinies today. Lovely girls. They gave me good news. Guess what? I'm an aunt.
How strange. What long-lost sibling is the lucky parent?
Ooh, nice try, sis. But the baby is yours. Only she's not a baby now, is she? You found a way to hide her from me a long time ago. But now she's all grown up and here in Oceania. Tell me how to find her.
How would I know? Even if I did have a daughter, I've been locked up for 15 years. I wouldn't know anything about her.
Oh, I'm sure you know something. Like the name of the lucky merman who's her father. Unless... No, that's madness. You wouldn't have, would you? Is the father not a merman at all? Is it that human you used to swoon over?
I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
A half-human? Better to give me a clue how to find her. Then maybe I'll show her some mercy.
She regards Eris with suspicion.
That's your decision. But I'll find her. And until I do, every hour you don't tell me what I want to know, I will imprison 10 innocent merfolk. Nothing to say? Fine. Your choice. Oh, and the Marilia you're spinning is still terrible. You're poisoning Oceania.
No, Eris, you are. My Marilia reflects my emotions. It will only improve when you set me free.
Never!
Clinging to the coral bars, violet-eyed Calissa watches her spiteful sister swim away. Nearing the Yafos caves...
Look at the coral. Soon all Oceania will be like this if Eris isn't stopped.
I don't think the coral is our only problem.
Aren't those the Yafos caves?
Jellyfish.
Three huge red ones.
But they're huge! Any chance giant jellyfish are friendly?
Just the opposite. Their shocks are deadly, and they're very protective of their homes.
So, how do we get the comb?
We can't, you can. Snouts can help you out. If the jellyfish go after the rest of us, Malia can get inside, right?
Exactly.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Hey, jellies! Mind if we come in?
They head after the mermaids and Zuma, their bodies electrifying. Off the jellyfish in pursuit, Merlia and Snout sneak to the entrance of the cave, which has a pinkish-purple light emanating from it. They swim in and then up a long shaft lined with purple crystals.
Where merfolk may see but never touch,
something flashes far above their heads. A concerned Snout swims after her, while outside the cave, the jellyfish hunt their prey.
Swim!
mermaids and Zuma duck and dive around tall, skinny rock features. Snouts looks up as Bernlea climbs up the jagged purple crystals lining the cave's walls. Nearly reaching the top, the golden comb with a green jewel embedded in the handle is sticking in the cave's roof. She reaches her hand out and tries to pull it free.
It's buried too deep, Snouts! I can't get it!
Huh?
She notices two cracks in the crystal leading down from the comb. Her eyes slowly follow one.
That's strange.
Placing her foot on the crystal where the crack stops, it begins to glow, slowly seeping along the seam of the crack up to the comb. She slowly turns her head and eyes where the other crack leads to and places her foot on that crystal. It too glows and joins up. She then reaches out a hand to another cracked crystal.
Whoa!
But nearly loses her balance. Straining, she finally reaches the crystal, connecting all the cracks.
Yes! I've got it!
Uh-oh.
Crystals start to fall down into the water. She sticks the comb into her ponytail, then Swan dives down into the water below, grabbing her discarded tail dress as she does so.
Kayla, dive over here!
The mermaids and Zuma wait bravely in a clump.
On three. One. Two. Three!
As the three jellyfish speed towards them from different directions, they swim upwards and the jellyfish collide. Their trailing tentacles knotted together, the red jellyfish swim away.
Bernlea!
Inside the cave, Snouts floats anxiously, crystals falling all around him.
Snouts!
Okay, Snouts, it's now or never!
They swim towards the shrinking exit, dodging the sharp falling crystals. Merlea comes to an abrupt stop as a crystal nearly falls on her. She and Snouts continue on to the exit, Merlea slipping through as small crystals block Snouts' way. She looks back.
Snouts!
She swims back as a huge clump of crystals falls towards the small brown seal's head. Merlea's hand appears at the last minute, pulling him to safety.
Oh, no!
Hey, guys!
You made it! Oh!
Check it out!
Yeah!
A school of large fish.
Quickly, hide!
They swim down to the sandy bottom and hide amongst some large boulders. Snouts peeks out, one of them pulls him down, just as the large, dark-bodied fish glide overhead towards the cave.
I saw those before, at the Eris Festival.
They're Eris's manta sharks. Do you think they're looking for us?
After what we heard at the Destiny Salon, I think we can count on it.
But Eris doesn't know anything about me.
She knows you exist. That's enough.
Looking back up, they see the manta shark swimming away. Zuma encourages them out of their hiding place.
The Destiny said we have to find a dream fish. What is that?
They're supposedly fish that you can never capture, but if you impress one and earn its loyalty, oh, it will offer you your greatest desire.
You mean you wish on it?
Not exactly. If it commits to you, you can ask it for help and it will offer you something. You can only call it once, so you're supposed to save it for when you really need a dream come true.
Like getting a sneak peek at the fall fashions. Oh, that would be a massive dream come true for me.
Merlea stops and looks back at the group.
In the stories, where do you find dream fish?
That's the thing. The story says they live under the horse and the bear. but I don't know what that means.
Hmm. Maybe Fallon and Hadley can help.
Leah! You were right, girl! Coach Pursley bumped me up to varsity!
What do you think? Which first day on the team outfit is better?
The mermaids crowd the screen.
Oh, I like the salmon one. Oh, I like the coral one!
Shoot. Low battery, gotta be quick. I need anything you can find online about dreamfish who live under
the horse and the bear.
A fish living under a horse and a bear. That's weird. Not as weird as getting fashion advice from mermaids, but...
Nope, nothing.
Try this. Remember our class trip to Sedona? All those rock formations that looked like dogs or birds or a coffee pot?
Yes! Or the one that looked like a bunny playing crazy eights with a kangaroo! I thought it did.
I get it. You're thinking the horse and bear could be rocks.
Oh, got it!
Rising from the middle of the Pacific Ocean's Andinato Current, the horse and the bear majestically face one another.
Yes!
I know the Andinato Current. This way!
Gotta go. Bye!
Back in Oceania.
No! You can't do this!
Oh, can't I?
Push him in!
Please! I have done nothing wrong! No!
The merman is taken away in Eris's red whirlpool, her brown eyes smiling. Elsewhere, a round, snaking funnel of water.
This is it. The Andinato Current. I've never gone inside. It's awfully strong.
How can we even tell if the dreamfish are there?
Snouts!
Snout whizzes into the funnel, but is spun round several times on its periphery before being flung out. He hits his head on a shell and shakes it off.
Apparently not that way. The current is far too strong to swim inside.
Merlia lifts up the giant blue shell.
Why swim? When you can shred.
Slipping off her fake tail, she lays on the shell and kicks towards the funneled current.
Come on, Leah. You've got this.
She kicks into the current and immediately loses her shell, which she reaches out for and tries to ride. Looping around the inside, she manages to stand and shreds along inside the funnel-shaped current, even managing to spin in a circle with her shell board. She waves at her friends who are following her outside of the current.
Wow!
Heading around a bend, she spots a jump point. Jumping up, she flips the shell under her feet, spins in circles and flips. Heading round another bend in the current, she spots a school of small glowing fish with large dorsal fins on their backs.
Dreamfish.
She shreds through the water below them and performs a loop-de-loop on the inside edge of the tubular current. One dreamfish's eyes goggling at her trick. She performs another flip, then stops below the fish.
Okay, anyone impressed and feeling loyal? Guess there's only one way to find out. 3, 2, 1, here I go!
Shredding for one last time along the current, Merlia leaps out and stops near her friends.
Leah! Did you get one?
As Kayla holds out the discarded mermaid tail, Merlia looks back at the current.
I guess not.
Snouts points to a lone dreamfish swimming down towards them.
Call me when you need me, and I'll be there.
It vanishes.
You got him!
Well done, Leah. Now, all we need to do is get Eris's necklace. Piece of kelp.
The only merfolk who get close to her are the ones she asks to prove their devotion.
When is the next Eris Festival?
This evening, a couple hours from now.
I think I know how we can get close to Eris at the festival. We're going to need the Deep Sea 3 player.
I just need to know one thing. Can you dance?
Eris once again approaches Oceana in her jellyfish-powered red shell carriage, her manta sharks guarding her, and the seahorse Remo blowing into a conch shell. As Eris growls at Remo's improvised song, Merlia and Co. make their way to the gathered crowd of merpeople. The manta sharks swim menacingly over the crowd. The gang arrive in time to see Eris's carriage arriving.
How about a big smile?
She glowers at the paparazzi.
Perfect!
Mantas!
Hey, easy. Watch the camera, pal.
Oceana, do you adore me?
Stood behind the cruel ruler, Merlia and Kayla glance at each other.
I said, do you adore me?
Despite the crowd still applauding, Eris's smile drops and her brow narrows.
Well, I don't believe you! If you truly adored me, one of you would give me information about Kalissa's daughter, a half-human spawn of the Wicked Queen who abandoned us all.
Half-human? Ooh, she sounds like a monster.
Hey, I mean, she may be really nice.
Now, who can lead me to her? Swim forward.
The merpeople avert their eyes and shift about under Eris's stern gaze.
Fine, then. Mantas, get me an answer. Now! Wait!
Short, red-haired Eris turns round and Merlia swims closer to her.
Do you have information about Kalissa's daughter?
No, but I do have something for you. A gift to prove our love and devotion.
As Eris eyes her suspiciously, Merlia signals to her friends who swim closer.
I think you're really going to like it.
I'd better. If not, you know what's waiting.
Twirling a finger, a small red whirlpool rises up.
Hit it! Calling all mermaids, now's your chance to give it up for Eris with a brand new dance. She razzles, she dazzles, she rules the sea. So let's rock the reef for her majesty.
Pop up, lean in, side to side. Lay back, hang ten, go for a ride. Catch that curl, get into the tube. Do the mahi-mahi, make your tail fin move. She's the queen of the waves. Check her out, she's spinning that pool around. Queen of the waves. No one's gonna take away her crown.
Her majesty is mighty fine.
Surf's up, bow down. She's the queen of the waves.
Merlia and her friends dance.
Her smile, her style, you just gotta stare. The envy of mer girls everywhere. A beauty, a cutie, and so in the know. Her charms pull you in like undertow.
Pop up, lean in, side to side. Lay back, hang ten, go for a ride. Catch that curl, get into the tube. Do the mahi-mahi, make your tail fin move. She's the queen of the waves. Check her out, she's spinning that pool around.
Merlia sneaks up behind Eris.
Yes! You got it!
And rips off her thick red necklace, which she shakes.
Come on, something happened. Oh.
Stop her!
The manta sharks chase her around Oceana, one reaching out to bite her tail. pulls off her fake mermaid tail.
It's her!
Remo the seahorse points, and Merlia is surrounded by Eris's guard manta sharks. A smile on her face, Eris approaches her niece and crosses her arms over her chest.
Well, look who's come to visit. My long-lost niece. Sorry you have to leave so soon. Behold!
Eris swoops down and starts swimming in a tight circle, conjuring a huge red whirlpool. Smiling, she continues to swim around the whirlpool as it grows in size, Merlia guarded by manta sharks.
Push her in! No!
A manta shark nudges her forward.
No!
An intricate gold crown on her fin-like headdress, Eris stands with her arms crossed over her chest. The manta sharks push her closer and closer to the whirlpool. Eris addresses her subjects.
This whirlpool will take her to the bottom of the deepest trench in the entire ocean, where she'll never be heard from again!
Kayla and Xylee exchange a look. Inside the whirlpool...
No! Dreamfish? Dreamfish, I need you!
You called?
Yes! Yes, I need help, please!
I'll offer you your greatest desire. I'll send you back home to Malibu, and your mermaid half will go away. You'll be just a normal girl, and it'll be like none of this ever happened.
You can do that?
It is your greatest desire. If you wish it, it's yours.
She considers.
But all this trouble in Oceania will still be happening, right? I just won't be a part of it?
But you would have your dream come true.
Yes. And everyone else would pay for it.
Will you accept the wish?
She takes a moment to think.
No. Whatever else I am Merlia, half-mermaid princess of Oceania, and it is my duty to protect my subjects.
Pink light surrounds her.
Whoa! What's happening?
You don't know? You're not doing this?
It's not me. It must be coming from you.
From me? Dreamfish? Dreamfish?
The sparkling pink light envelops her. The light now gone, she looks down. She whizzes around the whirlpool using her shimmering hot pink tail with flower and shell decorations.
And it's strong.
She looks up.
Once again, I've come to your rescue, my subjects. Calissa's daughter will never threaten us again.
Merlia emerges from the whirlpool and swims in a loop above the crowd.
Impossible!
Merlia swoops down, coming to a stop in front of the crowd of merpeople and facing her power-hungry aunt.
But how?
Don't just stand there gawking! Get her!
The manta sharks bare their teeth as they swim down.
Wait! You don't have to take orders from Eris. She's not the rightful heir to the throne of Oceania. I am. And I can prove it. I have the Celestial Code!
She pulls it out of her ponytail.
Oh, it is! It's the Celestial Comb!
Never mind the comb. She's half human. She can't spin Marilia. If you want the sea to survive, you need me!
Merlia looks at her hand where her aunt's red necklace rests.
You don't need Eris to spin Marilia. Look!
Throwing it down, a vision of Calissa appears.
Yes, that is Queen Calissa right now, spinning Marilia.
Spinning Marilia? You could have destroyed my mother, but you didn't. You needed her to spin Marilia because you can't. That's what makes you so angry and jealous, isn't it? You're the only one in the royal family who can't make Marilia. You're different. And you hate it.
Eris turns away.
That's ridiculous! Mantis, Remo, someone, seize her!
You've been pretending my mother's Marilia is yours. But Kalissa isn't happy shut away, and that's why her Marilia is too weak to keep the sea healthy.
Eris swims forward.
This girl lies.
If you let my mother go, I know we can work together. Once she understands how horrible you felt, she'll forgive you. I know she will.
Eris's eyes soften.
I know what it's like to feel different. I can...
No!
Vicious once more, she chases her niece.
I alone rule.
Eris slams into a row of planters. Marilia looks back over her shoulder.
You can't outswim me!
High above the city, Marilia spots the whirlpool. Marilia dives straight down, avoiding Eris's lunge. Eris follows her niece straight into the whirlpool. Marilia suddenly bursts out of the top, but Eris is nowhere to be seen. Marilia leans forward.
No! I am your queen! I am your ruler! I am...
So last season!
The whirlpool slowly slinks away, Eris trapped inside.
Where is it going?
To the bottom of the deepest trench in the ocean.
Marilia, you did it!
Your queen? Kalissa is. We need to find her.
I know where she is.
Remo holds up a fin. Later, he and Marilia make their way to the palace's dungeon.
Mom?
Kalissa's eyes widen.
Marilia? Marilia!
They share a tight embrace.
Look at you. You've grown a tail.
Isn't it amazing?
Snout springs the crown. He passes it to Marilia, who places it on her mother's head.
This ocean belongs to you again.
Kalissa smiles, then slowly turns to the triad of blue shells. With a single wave of her hand, they emit a huge amount of Marilia, which spreads out over the whole of Oceania, turning the buildings a healthy bluish green.
Tell me, how did it happen?
I'll tell you everything, I promise. But first, we need to empty out Eris's dungeons.
Oh, a royal flourish to open Eris's dungeons!
Thank you. That was lovely.
You really liked it?
She nods.
She really liked it.
A crowd is gathered in front of Kalissa, Marilia, the Destinies, and Kaylee and Xylee.
Cancel my spinning class, darling. I've had enough to last a lifetime.
The paparazzi.
Cyrenka! Hey, Cyrenka!
Oh, all right. But make it quick.
No. Move over. I need a shot of the princess.
The starlet's pet fish huffs at the snub, while Kalissa places a pink crown on Marilia's head. Kayla and Xylee look down at their new shell necklaces.
Member of the royal court. And look, the medal matches my eyes.
mine matches my tail. It is an honor. Thank you, Your Highness.
I owe you thanks for helping my daughter.
It's wonderful to see the two of you together.
You could stay with us forever! Oh! You could even work in the boutique with us! Not that you need to, being a princess and all, but... Oh! It would be so much fun!
It would.
But there are things you would miss.
Yes. I mean, I love it here. And I love all of you. And it's beyond amazing to be with you, but... I'm just sad that I'll never see Malibu again. Or Fallon and Hadley. Or Grandpa. I'll miss being human.
Merlia, you will always be human, just as you will always be a mermaid. You are both in equal parts.
I guess, but it was hard enough trying to hide pink hair. How could I possibly hide this tail? If I went back, I wouldn't just be a misfit, I'd be a freak.
All you have to be is yourself.
Calissa takes a golden clamshell off her crown, and holding it in her and her daughter's hands, blue light shines out. Their hands breaking apart, a pink clamshell necklace is there, which Calissa places around Merlia's neck.
When you wish on this necklace, you can control how you appear, human or mermaid. That way you can return to the human world, and you can visit the mermaid world whenever you'd like. And I promise you, you're not a misfit in either world. Everything in your history lives and breathes in you. You are unique. You are special. And that's what makes you strong.
The mother and daughter mermaids embrace.
I told you this was going to happen!
Merlia whispers.
Thank you. Would it be awful if I went home now? I just know Grandpa's worried sick.
Come back soon and visit.
I will. I promise.
Goodbye, everyone!
With a final wave, she swims away with Zuma at her side. They swim back under the red coral archway and past the shipwreck. Up the long sandy bank that leads to the shoreline, palm trees visible on the other side of the shallow water.
Thank you, Merlia, for everything.
She cuddles Zuma.
I'll see you soon.
I wish to be human.
Holding the pink shell on her necklace and making her wish, it begins to glow and pink light surrounds her. She emerges from the water and walks up to her grandpa, Brake, who is waxing a surfboard.
Grandpa?
Oh, Leah!
Brake rushes to hug his granddaughter.
Oh, my little grommet, I was afraid you weren't coming back.
I'll always come back, Grandpa.
Ah, you promise you're okay? Your hair, it's still... Whoa, pink.
Is it? You know what? I like it. It makes me different. And I'll stand out in the water, right? So no one will miss it when I carve it up.
Ha-ha, that's my girl.
They share a loving hug. Later, Merlia is out on her pink board, cutting up a wave, then twirling in the air.
That was the sickest turn I've seen all day long.
Yeah! Mia! Going that way, girl!
She sticks it.
Shooting up the wave, she flips in the air.
Oh, my goodness! Big air for Merlia Summers. Tasty shrouding for the girl with the wild locks. It's the Summers main. It's hot. It's pink. It's the sickest thing on the waves. And she kicks out. Sweet! A perfect score for Merlia Summers!
As she waves to the crowd, Snout slicks her cheek.
Let's hear it for the new champion!
She's the queen of the waves!
sat on a boulder by Merlia's trophy, Kalissa waves. Snouts rides Zuma like a surfboard. All sat on a lower boulder, they smile at each other. Audio description created by Iuno SDI Group. Written and narrated by Sarah Borges. Previous credits. Written by Elise Allen. Produced by Anita Lee. Tiffany J. Shuttleworth. Music by B.C. Smith. Production designed by Walter P. Martin Hyas. Executive producers Richard Dixon, Rob Hudnut, Kim Dent Wilder. Directed by Adam L. Wood. Starring the voices of Marlia, Kelly Sheridan, Eris Kathleen Barr, Zuma Tabitha St. Germain, Surf Announcer Peter Mell, Fallon Nakia Burris, Hadley Marika Hedrickson, Kayla Emma Pearson, Eile Kiara Jansen, Brake Gary Chalk, Kalissa Nicole Oliver, Remo Alistair Abel, Snouts Kathleen Barr, D. Andrea Libman, Deandra Shannon Chan Kent, Dreamfish Alex Ferris, Lipstickfish Ellen Kennedy, Pufferazzi, Alistair Abel, Serenika, Ellen Kennedy, Serenika's pet fish, Scott McNeil. Casting agent, Voice Box Productions, Vancouver, British Columbia. Voice director, Terry Glasson. Sound design, Ryan Nowak. Orchestral score performed by the Northwest Symphonia, recorded at Studio X, Seattle. Orchestrator, Giuseppe Nini. Conducted by Joe Krinko. Music editor, Brian Rickerson. Songs, Summer Sunshine, written by Amy Powers, Michelle Weiss-Maslin and Dorlin Chia, performed by Holly Linden. Queen of the Waves, written by Amy Powers, Gianni Luri, Gabriel Mann, and Rob Hudnut, performed by T. Marie, and then Melissa Lyons and Kelly Sheridan. Walking in Sunshine, written by Kimberly Rue, performed by Kennedy Noel. Additional Deep Sea 3 player music by Mr. Wilson DJ. Show Me Some Love, written by Gannon Arnold, performed by Chelsea Ward. Barbie Box, written by Gannon Arnold, performed by Emily Gomez. Copyright 2010 Mattel Incorporated, all rights reserved. A quote, what makes you different just might be your greatest strength. Barbie.